welcome to another episode of the Spooky Lockdown Podcast. How are you all doing? It's kind of sunny today. It's warm. Went out for a nice cycle. Maybe I'll just cut to the cool sound of crows that I recorded while I was out there. Yeah, the power of editing. That was recorded in a graveyard that I snuck into earlier today on my cycle, and there was a shit ton of crows, and it was great, very gothic. But yeah, it was good, and I was reminded of a time when me and a few of my friends, when we were teenagers, would like sneak in there just when we were bored. And that's what you would do in the country if you were bored as a teenager. You would just go out late at night and walk about and go into graveyards and just hang out. Weren't even drinking or smoking or nothing, just having the crack. Yeah. It's all PG-13. Except for this one time, one of my friends tried to get another one of my friends to go with me, which in Ireland that means kiss you, and he freaked out and he wouldn't do it. And I'm like, I'm always like, oh, that could have been like a really like stereotypical Smiths fan first kiss, but wasn't meant to be. But yeah, so I think today on the podcast we're gonna focus on live albums. Yeah, lots of good live albums out there. And I reached out to y'all and I got some good feedback, and you told me some of your favorite albums, so we'll talk through them and maybe I'll play a couple of songs from those albums. And I guess the reason why I am talking about live albums is because last week I put out a Sister Ghost live album called Live and Contagious, and it is up on Bandcamp, and thank you so much for everybody who downloaded that, because the money was going towards For the Women's Aid, which is the most local support charity for domestic violence victims here in County Derry in Ireland. So I was really pissed off about hearing on the news about how domestic violence and murders have rapidly risen since lockdown, and for some people being locked up in their house is being like locked up in prison with potentially their murderer. So yeah, thank you for supporting that. And that the album is a collection of songs from 2015 to 2020. So it was nice going through the archives. And I've actually wanted to do the live album for a long, long time. And it was always called Live and Contagious in my head, because Live and Dangerous by Thin Lizzy is, I would say, my favourite live album. And so it was just kind of funny that whenever I sat down, I was like, do you know what, I might put out the live album. And then I was like, oh, should I put this out? Like, the title, like, will people take this the wrong way? Like, I don't want to look like I'm making light of a very, very dark situation that we're all in. But it went down well, you know, it came across as tongue-in-cheek, which of course it was intended. So yeah, it went well. Maybe I'll stick in one of the live tracks. Yeah. Let me think, which one will I put in? We'll put in the live version of Fake Friends Run This Country, which was recorded earlier this year. I think this is one of my favourite performances that we gave of the song, so yeah, enjoy this.
Oh,
I hope you enjoyed that. Hope you were barking along at the end. I always loved doing that live. But I won't talk about live gigs because it's going to be a very long time before we can do that again. And today I got a really nice letter in the post from Maeve. And she finished off her letter and it was like, I hope we can play gigs again together soon. It was like RIP. So yes, live albums. Live and Contagious is on Bandcamp right now. So let's go over to Instagram and see what people have been sending in. So we've got some Suzanne Vega, Nice Call. And people don't talk about Suzanne Vega enough. She's great. I remember whenever I was in university, it was first year, and it was the first time living away from home, and I was listening to the radio in my wee dorm room and Marlena on the Wall came on and I was like, what is this? So yeah, that was my first discovery of Suzanne Vega. Who else? We've got some Cheap Trick there. Nice one. we've got a movie, we'll play some Cheap Trick. I think I saw Cheap Trick. Yeah, I did. I saw Cheap Trick with Def Leppard like a couple of years ago in Belfast. It was a great cock rock affair. Yeah, I love a bit of classic rock. Love a bit of hair metal and whatever. Because I'm a guitarist from the age of like 11 or 12, and you have to go through, you know, cutting your teeth on playing those kind of riffs. let's see who else. Oh, okay. Someone's come in with Nirvana MTV Unplugged. Oof, what can we say about that album? I mean, there's so many good MTV Unplugged albums as well. Like, I love the Alice in Chains one, the Pearl Jam one's good. Oh, flip. Yeah. God, I'm pretty sure Nirvana's MTV Unplugged is my first musical memory in this very house. My brothers used to always play that CD. They had it, and they had like big posters of Kurt Cobain in the house. So he's like my first ever memory of like a musician deity. But yeah, The Man Who Sold the World was just either always on repeat or just the song that my very young ears picked up on. And I just remember hearing that album. I was like, this is class. So that album actually, that's my very first live album and possibly my first introduction to music that would inform the music that I make, which is pretty cool. Let's play some MTV Unplugged. Let's go for their cover of the Meat Puppets, Oh Me. Yeah, that sounds great. Enjoy.
If I had to lose a mind, if I had to touch feeling, I would lose my soul the way I do. I don't have to think, have to do it. The results are always perfect, but that's all the news. Would you like to hear my voice sprinkled with emotion? Can it hit your birth? I can't see the end of me. My expands, I cannot see. Formulate affinity stored deep inside me. If I had to lose a mind, had to touch feeling, I would lose my soul the way I do. I don't have to think, I only have to do it. The results are always perfect, like to hear my voice sprinkled with emotion. Bend it at your birth. I can't see enough. Deep inside me, in infinity, inside me.
The Meat Puppets cover there by Nirvana, so good. Yeah, so we're talking about live albums, and another incredible live album, and not only a live album, but a live film. Stop Making Sense by the Talking Heads. Incredible. I used to work in an art house cinema for 3 years, and we did like a music mixtape takeover one weekend, and we got to have all these music films or music documentaries, and it was class, and we made a zine as well. I still have that zine somewhere. Yeah, good times. And one of the films that we got to screen was Stop Making Sense, and it was incredible. It sold out. People were like singing and dancing on the screen. It's fantastic. And what brought this to my lovely attention, sorry, I got distracted, I'm looking out the window, so distracted by nature and birds. Yeah, what brought that to my attention is my good friend Jessie, all the way from Australia. she said to me that Stop Making Sense is one of her faves. So she sent me a little recording, so let's hear what she has to say in her beautiful Aussie accent.
The song Take Me to the River, originally written by Al Green, is a hit cover for Talking Heads. This song shows just how instrumental live albums are for artists. Live albums create this greater sense of energy and excitement that can only be felt in the room of a live gig. Take Me to the River, the studio track from the LP More Songs About Buildings and Food, starts off with this really slow and anxious drum beat. Opens with the basic snare, hats and kick, bringing in this warm toned bass, steadily giving the song life. And all of the more melodic instruments slowly taking their place in the mix. Every time I listen to the studio track, I double check to make sure I haven't somehow listened to it in halftime. The live version is just that. The same drum beat, but double time with the double kick as well. The synths and bass quickly come in and give the song the energy it deserves. The most exciting part about the live version is the opening chorus of voices singing the title, Take Me to the River. And when the chorus comes, this extends to a beautiful call and response feel, with David Byrd singing and this choir again responding to his every word with Take Me to the River. The live version is nearly 8 minutes long and has a breakdown with David almost freestyle rapping with a chanting of Take Me to the River, Drop Me to the Water on loop as he introduces each of his musicians and they march back into the song bigger and better than ever.
Oh my word. Thank you so much, Jesse, for that. That was incredible. I have the coolest friends in the world, and they're all over the world. Yeah, oh, so good. The thing that she says about how different that version of the song is compared to the studio version. Like, that's such an important point as well. Like, I think that live albums are a really cool way to capture how the songs can be so changed, and some people take advantage of being able to change the arrangement or the performance of songs whenever they do it live. So yeah, what a great analysis That was fantastic. I love it. This has been a really fun episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you are listening on Spotify or Podbean, please think about subscribing to the Patreon for only £5 a month, because it helps support me to make these podcasts. And also, every month I will make and post out a zine. So I have to get started on my amazing. I've been thinking all week how to make this pun like the right way, but amazing. I'm going crazy. Lockdown has finally taken me. Yes, you will get a zine, and you will get to hear the podcast every week before everybody else. So that's patreon.com/sisterghost. And have a lovely week, and just try and chill out and relax as much as you can. And if you have the opportunity to help out other people, do it. I am Shannon. You are the listener. All right, everybody. See you later. Bye.